Condoleezza Rice is going to the Middle East. She said today she'll get there on Sunday. But tens of thousands of people already there are trying to get out. Expat residents and visitors to Lebanon are streaming out of the country as fast as they can. Mostly by sea, Cyprus has opened its ports to the evacuees. 20,000 of them are reported to have gone through already. So many that the government's warning it might not be able to handle more. We wanted to get a sense of what it's like on the ground in Cyprus. It's a small country, an island 150 miles off the Lebanese coast, about 8 hours away by boat. We spoke to two journalists today who live there and who've been covering the evacuation. Konstantin Markides reports for the Cyprus Mail.
Well, right now, most of the evacuees are coming in by boat. There are warships and also cruise ships, and they're coming in to the two southern ports, Limassol and Larnaca. And at that point, it's quite a chaotic scene because there isn't that much dock space and there are a lot of boats coming in, a lot of confusion about when they're arriving. But when the boats do finally get there, they go through immigration and then they get bussed out and often to hotels. But the idea right now, because there are so many people and the hotels are at full capacity, is to get them out of the country as soon as possible. They're trying to get people out anywhere from 4 to 8 hours.
Mike Theodolou with the Times of London says despite the huge numbers of evacuees, they're still out of sight of most of the vacationing tourists.
In general, you don't really notice them unless you're at a port where we're seeing the influx, or an airport. The people leaving from Larnaca and Paphos, the two big international airports here, that would be about the only time. But the operation, despite the huge numbers involved, seems to be going, at the moment, remarkably smoothly.
The government estimates somewhere between 60 and 70,000 evacuees will arrive in the next few weeks. Mike Theodolou points out that's about a tenth of the Cypriot population.
The Greek Cypriot population of the island is 650,000. The equivalent in the United States would be something like 28, 29 million. It's a huge influx.
Some countries are sending planes and money, and the home countries of evacuees are paying much of their costs. The larger problem for Cyprus, though, is the strain on the infrastructure. It's the height of tourist season there, just as in Lebanon and Israel. Hotels and flights are full of tourists. Airports have had to add as many as 40 unscheduled flights a day. Most of the people being evacuated now have someplace to go when they get on those planes, but that might not be true for long. Again, Konstantin Markides.
As you can imagine, if suddenly we have a huge wave of Lebanese refugees coming into Cyprus, they're not people that are just in Lebanon, in Beirut on vacation. So they're going to be in Cyprus, and they're not going to have anywhere to go. And this is a real problem. There haven't been any requests yet made to the Cyprus government about accepting refugees, but it certainly is a possibility, especially if things get worse.
Konstantin Markides is a reporter with the Cyprus Mail. We also spoke with Mike Theodolou, a correspondent for the Times of London.